You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
A lot of times, you worry over stuff you don't even have control over. I mean, I really thought around 1 Peter says, I want you to cast all your cares on me because I care for you. That means whatever I'm worried about, I'm going to get that burden off me since he wants it so bad.
Yes,
I'm going to give it to him and let him deal with it so I don't have to be nerved up too much. Life is too short to be consumed with work. No matter what the problems are that we face in this life, no matter what we are dealing with, we got a God that is bigger than our issues. We got to stop telling God about the big problems, and we have to declare to our problems of how big our God is. God, I've got so many big problems. He knows that. Go speak to that mountain and cast him into the sea. Try not to worry, y'all. Please. The Lord, he's got under control.
Yes, he is.
No. All right. I'm watching that time, sister. Man, I'm watching. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. In the text, okay. Israel, they are a sword that God has not left them. That the Lord did not forsake them in the midst of where they were. There was a guarantee that they were not cast away. And watch this. Not only was there a guarantee, but people of Israel, there was a promise. God sent them a promise that the comfort of the divine presence will still be existing in their midst in spite of the time of tribulation. As a nation, watch this now, they had gone through some perilous times. That's what we're dealing with now, right? Now, God gives them a ray of hope in the midst of where they were. Even in the midst of our storm right now, in this national pandemic, we still have hope. Watch this, y'all. Our hope is not in the trials of the so-called vaccines. My hope is not in my personal physician. My hope is not in my heart doctor, but it's in the one who woke all them up, hopefully, this morning.
Yeah.
Our Father lets us know Now, watch this. I'm going through history, Brother Hanson. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
As I roll back the tablets in my mind and share with you that, and my dad, he's here. So, and I, Dad, I'm the main thing. I'll put you in here a little bit, but it's all good. Now, then my brother's back there. As a child, okay, as a child, I did not fear nobody. 9 years old, 3 years old, I didn't fear nobody, especially when Daddy was around. Yeah, you couldn't tell me anything when my daddy was around. Why you feel like that, Rodney? Because Daddy was my protection. I'm trying to go somewhere. He was my shield. I'm his son. He's my father. He's not going to let nothing or nobody do me any harm. See, I said that to say this. There's no need for us to fear because our divine daddy is always around. I've got a witness here. Now, the text it says that we've been redeemed.
Yeah.
We've been bought with a price, right?
Yeah.
We've been bought with a price that we cannot even pay.
Yeah.
But the text, it demonstrates that God saw and sees something valuable in us that he claims us for himself.
Yeah.
I'm that valuable. He's claiming me.
Yeah.
What does he see in us?
Yeah.
Oh, the wretch like me, what does he see in me? He see his son in us.
Yeah.
That he calls us. I like this, y'all. He calls us by our name.
Yeah.
Which suggests that, hey, the relationship is already laid.
Yeah.
I like a God that knows my name.
Yeah.
He does not know it casually, though. He knows it on an intimate level.
Yeah.
His knowing our name means that he has our name recorded somewhere.
Yeah.
And that somewhere is in the book of life. Not only does he call us by our name, but watch this, y'all. I don't really care who we think we are, what we have invested in. At the end of the night, we belong to him.
Yeah.
We belong to God. Y'all need to sing about that. He belong to God. We belong to him. We are, regardless if we like it or not, we are the possession of the Lord.
Yeah.
We are his property. We are his prize. That's why we don't need to worry, because God has it under control. We are in his hands.
Yeah.
And watch this. If the Lord is our Father and we are his children, that says we have inherited rights, which means I've got some of the same power God has. Alright, 4 minutes. Now, trials and tribulations, they're certain to come. You can't run from that. Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yeah, troubled water is a natural path that we all must be willing to accept. Watch this. Mark 4 teaches us that when Jesus and the disciples were out there on the water got a little rough. Jesus rebuked the wind, told the sea, peace be still. And guess what, y'all? That happened a long time ago. But ain't nothing too much changed about that scenario.
Yeah.
Because the Lord is still rebuking the waters right now.
Yeah,
he's still telling your situation to peace. Be still. It is the natural design of water to become turbulent, okay, from time to time. Every now and then our lives are tested by the fire. And we will go through the fire. Yeah, we will. But at the same time, the God that hung the sun and the moon, the same God that put wetness in the rain, put the same God that put the twinkle in the star, he's able to take the heat and the hurt out of your fire. In other words, you'll be able to walk through the fire without a scratch on you. All right, y'all, watch this, and this is about it, I promise. Psalm 46 and 1, it teaches us that God is our refuge, and he is our strength. He's the very present help in trouble. Since he's our refuge, since he's our refuge, guess what? I can find all the protection I need in him. I don't have to be calling nobody, trying to ride around and see what favor I can find. Everything I need is in the Lord. And watch this. And one of the best parts about it, Brother Gaines, since he's my strength, I can easily turn all my problems over to him and let him deal with it. And since, watch this, and since he is a present help, I don't have to wait for him to come because he's already here. Waiting on nobody because fooling around with Negroes, they'll never get there. What I need is already here. Somebody has illnesses in their lives. And in their loved ones' lives. Don't worry. The Lord. His will is going to be done. He's got this thing under control. Now, a lot of us may not like the outcome, but the Lord, he has it all worked out. Somebody is worried about a bill right now. Let's be honest. Ask God for revenue right now. Asking for a financial breakthrough right now. Somebody is troubled about relationships. There's somebody here right now. I'm not asking no name, but there's somebody up in this house today that has tossed and turned all night long. Don't worry. Cast your cares on the Lord. No matter how high the mountain is, or how low the valley is, God got it under control. All because on Calvary's mountain, he hung, bled, and died for my sin. Some power, like Brother Jesus is saying, not some power, not little power, but all power in his hands. God bless you. I still have 6 minutes, but I pray all is well with your soul. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send